And remarks.
I've had a couple of less phone calls in regard to a notice that went out, and I just wanted to say if anyone wants to know what the facts to call the Taney County Assessor's Office themselves, and the assessed value for 21 is available on the assessor's website also.
Approval of accounts payable.
Due to approve checks numbers 461-625 through 461-658, 461-660 through 461-690, warrant 7520 through 7526, and warrant transfer general.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Approval of previous meeting minutes for regular session minutes November 30th, 2020 and December 3rd, 2020.
From the regular session minutes, did we want to put in under the bid recommendations that we received no bids, therefore no action was taken?
I would think that should be added, yes.
So underneath both bid recommendations, number 457 and 459, we'll add exactly that. Just received no bids.
Purchasing. Yeah. Purchasing department received no bids.
Purchasing department received no bids. No action taken.
Correct.
Move to approve regular session minutes for November 30th, 2020 with corrections.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carried.
Move to approve regular session minutes for December 3rd, 2020.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carried. Approval of payroll.
Move to approve payroll.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. City of Branson funding agreement request. Branson Sanitary Sewer Infrastructure Improvement Projects.
Morning, Commissioner.
Morning.
Boy, I got the low one.
Put in the other one. If you want.
I got the soft tail. Okay. The city of Branson was approved this year, along with some other entities, for funding agreement, which included several projects that the utilities director, Mr. Ray, wanted to address. They have made great strides, even with the coronavirus, getting a lot of these projects completed. However, the one project down at Compton, it's a flood control subgrade engineering. They fell behind on that due to the COVID-19 issue. And due to that, the city is requesting that a new expiration date of March 31st, 2021 be approved. The old agreement termination date, or the one that exists now, was December 31st, 2020. And they are requesting this additional time to finish up the engineering portion of the Compton treatment facility project and then have time to submit that for reimbursement. They're not requesting any more funding. They're just requesting additional time due to COVID. We have the money in the budget to cover this. Of course, they're not asking for any additional. The only thing that it will affect is the money that we will have in 2021 to allocate to incorporated areas, the amount that we'll have to allocate to incorporated areas for their projects. Because any money that's not spent this year that has to be brought into the next year, well, it has an impact on that. So,
unless it's allowed for.
Yeah, and we're going to have some money there in talking with Brad, Brad Albritton with the Regional Sewer District, who watches over the 780 funds. We'll have money to allocate to incorporated areas, but a lot of that, of course, depends on his projects, too. So, but I don't think it'll have any dramatic impact on carrying this over.
And I'm sure Mr. Ray's probably considered... He knows how much is left to do, and he has no doubt that even with COVID continuing, that he won't be able, that he will be able to complete it by the 31st
that's
of March.
That's what, yes, that's what he's saying, that he can have all that finished, and he is working with all due diligence with these other firms and these construction companies to get everything that he can to me to get it through accounts payable before their deadline. But he just wanted to get this approved just in case that, that all of that don't happen.
Good.
So.
Any questions?
I don't have any. Go for it.
Move to approve the amendment to the funding agreement with the City of Branson for the Branson Sanitary Sewer Infrastructure Improvement Project.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you, Commissioners.
Thank you.
Court orders.
Good morning. This morning I've only got one set of statements to bring to you. It's clerical errors, and it's statement number 206239. And this here is a parcel that was used to be owned by a tax-exempt entity. It's no longer owned by a tax-exempt entity. It's non-exempt as of April 20th, 2020. Abatement is to raise to value of actual assessed value of the and bill for 2020.
Basically, we're prepared to just recommend that you vote this abatement down and that it not go through. There was no impact notice sent to the new owners.
Any questions?
No, that's what I was about to ask if we can even go ahead.
Okay. Call Exhibit A. I move that we deny the abatement. Exhibit A.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you all.
Thank you.
Field dirt agreement.
Move to approve the field dirt agreement by and between Taney County and Kevin Ryan.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Grant of permanent and perpetual easement and right-of-way for public road purposes and temporary construction easement for construction of public road improvements. Alfred Wayne LaRue.
This is for Kirtley Lane. We had looked at the last time I brought petitions, and it was approved contingent upon right-of-way for moving the road where it should be and then for a turnaround on one of the other ones below it.
You said Kirtley?
Kirtley, off of Victor Church.
The C or K?
K.
E-Y?
L-E-Y, yeah.
That's over.
Is that the one where the cul-de-sac kind of goes through, or the roundabout, or whatever it is, kind of goes through somebody's property? Not roundabout.
Where the curve was actually over.
And then there's a wall there.
Into the fence.
And the wall needs to be. I'm not able to pull up the address. K-U-R-T-L-E-Y?
K-I.
Wow.
And all three of these pertain to that, and after they're approved, then you can do the work.
Shifting the road over, and then for a turner.
Yes. That's one of the, drawing my memory. But yeah, that's what I was thinking. Yeah, and at the very end, it goes around the, kind of has like a circle driveway.
Yeah.
But you're going to actually put the turnaround in the, is there room to put the turnaround, or is that part of the Owens property?
That's part of their property. That
you can do like a hammerhead or something?
We're going to, yes.
Okay. Can we do all three at the same time? Or?
We could.
You guys have any questions? Or Devin, do you want to say anything else about them?
No, I'm good.
No.
Move to approve the grant of permanent and perpetual easement and right-of-way for public road purposes and temporary construction easement for construction of public road improvements by and between Taney County and Alfred Wayne LaRue, Taney County and Nick and Gayla Owens. Taney County and Nick and Gayla Owens again?
No, that's the same one.
Why is it on here twice?
I don't know.
Is there two different easements given?
Yeah.
Two different easements?
Yeah, there's two different easements. One at the front and one at the end. And then, is Hillary and Matthew Bryan, is that on the same, or is that different?
No, it's the same road.
And Taney County and Hillary and Matthew Bryan.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion.
Devin, isn't the legal description the same on those two, on Owens? I tried to match them up and I couldn't find any difference, so you need to probably look at it.
Moving the road away from that house.
Yeah.
Right in here. And then right in here to be for the hammerhead. And then that should be shifting the road over from here.
Why don't you just look at those and on that legal and see if you see any difference? Maybe I will. Okay.
Thank you.
Uh huh.
I guess we got a recess till 10 o'clock.
No, we've got the...
Oh. Well, I've got it. Oh, okay, we got one more. Never mind. Kanakuk's CARES Act request.
Good morning. This was in the first phase, and it's the last one. This completes everything that's been after we do this and before we go out for the next phase.